This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Antonio Brown, for whatever reason, first off, I think it's ridiculous. You're doing this to the most stingy team in the NFL. It's the Rooneys. You don't get your way with the Rooneys. It doesn't work that way. If you're a good soldier for them, if you do what you're supposed to do, they might break you off, but they are not into that business. They just do not negotiate with players the way that other teams in the NFL do. And part of that, you'd like to do that because they've been very successful in their history here. So Antonio Brown yesterday, and I watched that and I go, do the Steelers know about this? Because he puts it out on his Twitter and Twitter and his Instagram and the whatnot about how he's out. He's officially done with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I go, he ain't out anywhere. So I guess he's officially publicly asking for a trade from a team that you can go ask your buddy Le'Veon Bell. They ain't going to make it that easy on you. So I really think all Antonio Brown did was upset the fan base of a team that might just hold on to him for spite. But it started to get me going here, and this is why I'm very disappointed in you today. Because this was your idea. All this bad news was coming around with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All this horrific news over the last month, just Ben Roethlisberger and how long he's going to play, and the Tomlin stuff and how people wanted him fired, and Antonio Brown and this and that. And you said, man, we ought to do something out of this. But the fall of the steel curtain. 2019, it's finally come to roost that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to crumble right in front of us. And then you said what to me on the phone yesterday? If I could have reached through the phone and choked the life out of you, I would have.
I know.
Sorry for hitting the table.
I know. This is me. Let's just be honest. This is how I always, I never allow myself to just be truly happy, and I should be jumping up and down. They're going to lose Le'Veon Bell. They're going to lose Antonio Brown. And then I thought about the division, and I've just been talking to people, and I'm like, man, and this includes the Browns, by the way, I think the AFC North might be the best division in football next year. Am I crazy? I think this division's going to be insanely good. And that includes...
You really think the Bengals are going to
be
okay?
The Bengals, I think their coaching was holding them back. Now, I'm not saying they're going to take some huge leap forward.
Really?
When Andy Dalton was healthy at the beginning of the year, they were okay. They weren't great. I don't think they were going to make the playoffs. But they were okay to start the season. And then they had the injuries that started popping up all over the place. And then they became they had the most injuries of anybody in football last year. And obviously the Browns took advantage of that, and other teams started taking advantage of that at the end of the year. You know, when I go up and down the division, let's start out with Baltimore, because Baltimore was the lone team representing the AFC North in the playoffs. Now, I think that gimmick of Lamar Jackson, I don't know how long that's sustainable. I do know they changed their offensive coordinator to be somebody who understands running the football, and that's what they're going to do. They're just going to run the football.
That's why I'm having the big problem real quick. I know this is a total non-sequitur.
Was it Greg Roman?
That reasoning, exactly. That reasoning is why I'm having a problem with what's going on in Arizona with all this conversation about Kyler Murray. I think that you really need to go with the talent that you have and not really adjust to the talent, to the coaches you have. I think you run into a big problem. I think you run into what the Browns have dealt with for the last umpteen years. When you try to make players that really don't fit into a system fit into a coach's system, mm-hmm. because you're consistently changing out coaches there. But going back to what you said, yeah, I think they'll give Lamar Jackson a good shot. I'm still waiting for the other shoe
sure.
to drop there.
I know.
I have to admit.
They should be able to be figured out. And we saw that in the first playoff game. But, you know, Lamar Jackson does have talent. I'm not going to make it seem like he doesn't have talent. They have a great offensive line. They have a great defense. They might have the best defense in the NFL. So the Baltimore Ravens are going to have something to say about, in the end, who wins the North. Now let's go to the Steelers. The Steelers, they are such a bizarre team. All their numbers suggest that was an elite team last year. Their offensive numbers suggest that. Mm-hmm. Some of their defensive metrics suggest that. And yet, they totally imploded. They were down in every game. That's why Big Ben threw for 5,000 yards. It wasn't like Big Ben got better last year. No, in fact, he made some of the dumbest throws you've ever seen in most critical situations. He turned it over so often. He had the 16 interceptions. He fumbled the ball a ton, took so many unnecessary hits, and just looked like he was never on the same page. However, every time I try to doubt the Steelers, and it's happened, there have been these pockets of time over the last 10 years where I've said, you know what? This isn't going to work. They're going to implode. They have contract stuff going on with Mike Wallace. They have contract stuff going on with Martavis Bryant. And every time they come out of it on the other end, still okay.
Well,
that organization just will not die with this quarterback.
I got to agree with you, but I was just angry with you because
I know
you are always looking at it from that type of perspective, and then all of a sudden you're over here going, man, the Steelers are in trouble. And I'm thinking, man, Anthony's, this is a little bit of Canon Anthony over here. This is pretty exciting. And then you just went back to the way you are.
And maybe they are. Maybe they are on the verge. Maybe they aren't going to play for Mike Tomlin. I don't know.
I have to think about my own team first and then work out. Every time that they've moved on from somebody else in terms of a wide receiver, they've always found somebody else to either pick up the slack or Ben Roethlisberger has made that guy a weapon. So I can't say they're dead until they're officially dead. And basically that's...
And we got to beat them.
Yeah.
We still can't beat them.
We tied them. Yes, that's if Ben Roethlisberger it just doesn't have it anymore, or they are just forcing the issue, or Mike Tomlin really has lost everybody else. How much did Antonio Brown play into that? Well, I guess we're going to find out in 2019.
When's the last time we've beaten the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Would have been with Brian Hoyer, right? With your boy?
That's right. Yeah, that's
at home. 31.
Was that 5 years ago? That was Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah,
running the
offense.
That was
the game Alex Mack got hurt. So you had that. That was.
Oh, and it was all downhill.
The last time.
And we say Brian Hoyer, even though they ran the ball all over the Steelers. That was what they did.
They ran the ball like crazy on the Steelers.
I didn't say that after the game. I gave Brian Hoyer the credit.
Of course, you wanted to give Brian Hoyer the credit, and I don't blame you for it. We all lie to ourselves from time to time. Look at me. So I would still say the Steelers, as bad as things are going for them, and Antonio Brown's just shooting himself in the foot because of his transgressions off the field. You had the McKnight Road incident that just happened the other day where he's driving 100 miles an hour. He didn't show up to court.
It's something new every day with him.
It's something different every day. So I wonder where, as of right now, because you just got Kareem Hunt. People are down. Because of that, people are down on the Browns a little bit.
But not down on the talent of the Browns. They have even more
talent.
That's
the difference. That is the difference of what we're saying. Because I think there's so many times where we look at Pittsburgh and we want to go after them because of some of the nefarious people that they've had there. But that's just to make ourselves feel better. Well, when you're winning, it's easier to close your eyes and to plug your ears. So where do the Browns really fit up in this division as of right now? Because the Steelers are going through a bit of a transition. The Bengals, I don't know what the Bengals will be next year. The offensive line's gotten better. They're one of the teams that are picked to have a chance to maybe take Kyler Murray.
Are they taking
around here.
Haskins, the Ohio guy?
If he's there, I don't know if you pass up on a guy like that. Andy Dalton is injury prone. He can be good, but we're years enough into this where I don't think there's going to be some sort of crazy uptick in his play. And Lamar Jackson, I think, is very much a wild card. I think this has the opportunity to be a good division, has the chance to be a good division. But I think this also has the chance to be where I can finally look at this and go, if you fill in a couple of pieces here depth-wise, if you add, I think, another bookend to pass rushing here, I think you can be at the top of the AFC North.
There's
bettors out there who believe, obviously, BetOnline brought it out. It's plus 400 now with some of it for the Cleveland Browns to win the AFC, which is right behind New England and Kansas City. Go ahead.
Do you agree or disagree with me that this division is going to be really hard? And I'm including the Browns in that. So it's going to be hard for Pittsburgh. It's going to be hard for Baltimore. Obviously, really hard for Cincinnati.
It's always harder than you think. Because I think Pittsburgh, again, isn't going to be dead until Roethlisberger's dead. John Harbaugh is still a good coach. And I think that that's a team that will react to him being back. And I think that they can play up the snuff, but I wonder about Lamar Jackson. I don't know. Again, I don't know what the Bengals are going to be. I don't know what they're going to be. They were supposed to be better than what they were this last year, and they started off better than what they were this last year, and they went straight to hell out of that. So I think for the Bengals, they're the biggest mystery of them all. I think for the Browns, I don't know if the Browns are that much of a mystery. I think that the Browns have a great future. It's just whether or not they can actually attain it. Because it seems that on paper, there's a lot of things that are going their direction and would be working out well for them. So I think this is a tough division going into 2019. And I think that the Browns, even with the Ravens, I think it would probably be right now Ravens, Browns, Steelers, Bengals.
Steelers third.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that would be the beginning of the end for them. If they finish third, in the division.
It just seems to always be something, whether it's Le'Veon Bell mm-hmm. or whether it's Antonio Brown, and it makes me wonder if there's some other things that stink in that locker room. 216-578-0092. How do you rank them right now after they just got Kareem Hunt? And there's some people who are pretty upset with the Cleveland Browns about that, but how do you rank them in the AFC North? And also, can you handle being hated as long as you win? It's Ken Common and Anthony Lima live on The Fan. Where do you put the Browns real quick in that division? Because you didn't give me your rankings. I say right now.
You know, I would say I'm going to be, it's going to be the safe play. It's going to be the safe on the fence play. But I don't know what the order 1-3 is, except that I'll say the Browns are going to be 2.
No.
I think Browns are going to be second in the division.
Come on, make a stand. Come on.
I don't know.
Let's go.
I think Pittsburgh's still going to win the division.
You really think Pittsburgh's still going to win the division?
I think
after all this.
Because I think you can make the argument.
I cannot believe you. You are the biggest you-know-what. I can't say the word on air anymore.
I think they already proved.
And it starts with a C that I could possibly find. It was
I already think that Pittsburgh proved that they did not really lose anything with missing Le'Veon Bell. And they've already proven in the past that when one receiver goes out, another one goes in. You don't think Juju Smith-Schuster could put up huge numbers this year? Big Ben is obviously going to put up big numbers. That's what he does every year. Of course, this year didn't exactly get them to the playoffs. I'll just also say you can make the argument in Pittsburgh, and they're probably making that argument today, that Antonio Brown was one of the things holding them back this year. He's out of the locker room.
You just explained your entire personality right there in that sentence.
Normally, I'm accurate on these things. I hate to say, normally my cynicism becomes accurate.
Well, because it's about the Browns usually, and cynicism has been the correct response to have over the last 20 years. Let's be serious about this. The first part, though, why I'm angry. Folks, it was his idea. It was his idea to make fun of the Steelers and the bad things that were happening to him. And now you're telling me here, after it was your idea, and we're going to have this great big rollout and all this fun, that you still think that they're going to win the division next year based on everything that we're seeing. I mean, I know that the Browns are taking heat right now for Kareem Hunt, but it doesn't make Kareem Hunt a bad player, and he will still be on the field for you at some point. Antonio Brown has no intentions of suiting up for the Pittsburgh Steelers here. None. So they lose a lot there. So that's done with Le'Veon Bell. I know James Conner was pretty decent. And that's done with Antonio Brown. You obviously better hope that Juju Smith-Schuster can take over that number one role, which a lot of people think he can. So obviously that helps out. But can Ben Roethlisberger and the rest of the team hold that out? And again, I think the same question that you brought up with the Cincinnati Bengals is starting to rear its ugly head in Pittsburgh about the coaching and about holding people down. I still want to give John Harbaugh his due. Give the Baltimore Ravens their due. I'll still say the Baltimore Ravens are number one. I put the Browns at number two. I think Pittsburgh, with that dilapidated mess that happened at the end of the year, and because the most important pieces are still there, and I think the most important pieces for the downfall are still there, I put them three in Cincinnati. I still can't get a good grip on Cincinnati. I put them four.
You just said dilapidated mess, and they were. And yet they still beat the champion Patriots in week 16.
That's what made it even more of a disappointment.
I know. Oh, it absolutely would.
And they still had guys. They still had Antonio Brown on the field for that game.
Right, and I'm saying, I think maybe the argument could be made that Antonio Brown was a bigger problem. See, this is, I know in Cleveland, we just like to say talent, talent, talent. Get the talent on the field. There's a reason why there weren't exactly a whole bunch of takers for Antonio Brown. There are not a lot of teams that want to bring him into their locker room. There are reasons why teams don't just bring in talent. Because a lot of teams can, they choose not to. Why? Because sometimes that talent actually makes them worse. I know that sounds ridiculous. Antonio Brown's one of the all-time freak show wide receivers. But if he's not doing what's asked of him, if he's not playing in the confines of their offense and what Big Ben needs him to do, then he actually starts to hurt you. Josh Gordon was one of those guys. Josh Gordon is amazing. I can point to those games at the end of the year when he came back with Brian Hoyer, back in that mystical season when they started out 7-4, where he was hurting them. How does Josh Gordon hurt you? Look at the tape. He hurt him. Talent can hurt you sometimes.
I get that, and I know what you're pointing out, but I also think you're making every single reasoning for why the Browns would in this term be better. Because they're still hungry. They haven't won anything yet. This is a team that's on the downside.
You don't think Pittsburgh's going to be hungry this year? That expects to win the Super Bowl every year. You don't think they're going to be as hungry as it possibly gets they miss the playoffs?
I want to know from you right now.
You know that's not true.
I want you to answer this question right now, sir. Who had more overall talent on their football team this last year?
The Steelers.
The Steelers or the New England Patriots?
Oh, I'd say the Steelers.
Yes, I would agree with you. So that
but talent isn't everything. That's what I'm trying to explain to Browns fans.
I get that. That being a falling apart, I would say there are more questions with the Pittsburgh Steelers than there are with the Cleveland Browns this year, and that is including with Kareem Hunt.
Oh,
I think Browns
have some defensive questions. I absolutely do.
I don't think they have the same type of questions. I think fewer people now. Freddie Kitchens is an outlier.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea if Freddie Kitchens can be a head coach.
Are there more people?
I don't think anybody can. That's a question mark right now. For anybody around the league, they're going to say the Browns have the talent to make the playoffs, but what about Freddie Kitchens?
Do you think people are more excited about Freddie Kitchens than they are about Mike Tomlin? I think they look at the
Mike Tomlin's proven. Yes, he's proven.
Are you sure?
Yes, he's won a Super Bowl.
Because I think if you ask some people in Pittsburgh, they've been dealing in a different way.
They've been dealing.
By the way, I feel the same way you do about Mike Tomlin. I'm just pointing out that I think that you and maybe I
4 months ago, I would have taken Mike Tomlin.
I would have agreed with you then. I agreed with you then. What I'm pointing out is that I think you and I, in as Browns fans, have seen it from a different prism, where our team was terrible at one point. Okay, our team's better. Now you're going to want more. So I wonder if people are a little bit more excited about the prospect of Freddie Kitchens outside of Cleveland than they would be with Mike Tomlin outside of Cleveland. Because I think there are people who look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and hearing them over at 93.7 and hearing them around the area, I think a little bit we're insulated here. So understand me. Mm-hmm. I think Mike Tomlin's a fine coach, but I also think that people believe that Mike Tomlin has held them back. So when you're bringing it up, and I think I'm just giving the Ravens the respect because they're the defending divisional champions. And I think they'll have a lot of guys back. I wonder about Lamar Jackson. I bet a lot of people could give you an argument and tell you that the Browns are the best team in the division.
No,
right now.
And by the way,
that's not just being homers.
By the way, the Browns
saying that we're 7-8-1. I think they see an open window.
I'm commenting today on February 13th before we've gotten to the draft, before we've gotten to free agency. I can certainly change my mind by the time the season starts. And I'm telling you, you said some people. I think most people will pick the Browns to win the division next year. I think a ton. I think there'll be some people that'll pick the Ravens. I think there'll be some people that'll pick the Steelers. The Steelers, all signs have indicated that they are trending down, except for the fact that they still have Big Ben. They still are going to be able to move the football against everybody. And, their defense was all over the place last year. But I do know this. Mike Tomlin has proven that he can be a head coach of a team that wins playoff games and go all the way to the Super Bowl. I can't tell you that about Freddie Kitchens. I'm hopeful about Freddie Kitchens, and the Browns have gotten high marks for hiring Freddie Kitchens, but you're lying to yourself if you know that Freddie Kitchens is going to be able to coach them in the big games.
I don't know that.
In fact, I didn't love some of the schemes they had in games down the stretch against good teams offensively. I thought some warts started to show.
Big games, if we're talking big games, I know you're going to use New England. I believe it was the next week against New Orleans. What happened the next week against New Orleans?
They lost a close game.
And they're going
against a very good team.
They're going for it at the 50
yard
line.
Arguably one of the best teams.
On a fake punt. They're going for it at the 50 yard line on a 4th and 5 on a fake punt.
I mean, the Browns never called a silly play call.
To be able to handle
Freddie Kitchens never called a silly play call.
I understand that.
But every coach has done that. Bill Belichick has been ripped for that in the past. Every single coach. Oh, that's silly. You can't call one moment out and say that shows that a team is in the decline.
That's what people do.
Yeah, but that's silly. You know that's silly.
Not against the team, but against the coach. Not against the team. Against the coach, people are going to do that.
And every coach has had a bad play call.
Coach.
Oh, Mike Tomlin is a big game coach. Come on. Come on.
That's giving you the argument that's given.
If anybody wants to argue Mike Tomlin's not a big game coach, then, I mean, you call up and do it. But then you just sound like a homer. You just sound like a homer right now.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not saying
that. Well, who are the people arguing that?
This happened 2 months ago during the regular season. Don't act like it didn't happen. Don't act like we didn't talk about it. We did. You can't have that selective of a memory.
That's like saying Ty Lue's not a big game coach. Well, I don't know. He won a championship. Seemed to be a pretty big game coach when they won 3 in a row when the championship was on the line.
Now that is an interesting point you bring there, because I think a lot of people would probably say he's not a big game coach. David Blatt went to the NBA Finals. Is David Blatt a big game coach? Because we know what he did without timeouts. We know what happened there.
I think if we're gonna hyper-analyze one play in one game in one season and say that guy's not a good coach and the team's trending downward, I think that sounds like some of the worst analysis you could possibly provide.
Tone, what I'm giving you is what people say about Mike Tomlin. I'm just giving you the
people
fact
say that a lot of things about a lot of coaches. That doesn't mean Mike Tomlin's a bad coach.
But what I'm pointing out is I believe that you would have been prone to
Andy
agree
Reid.
With
what
that
do people say about Andy Reid?
2 months ago,
would Browns fans not love to have over the last 20 years Andy Reid as their head coach? And Owen, what do people say about Andy Reid?
He can't manage a clock.
What do people say about Pete Carroll in the Super Bowl? in the Super
Bowl.
Doesn't
know how to call a play.
Doesn't know how to call a play. We could do this with every coach. That's the bottom line base level analysis.
You're not going to get much of a fight from me. I'm just bringing it up for you.
Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl and is looking for work right now.
I am surprised, though. You put Pittsburgh number one
over
Baltimore.
Right now.
Over
right
Baltimore
now. Well,
and
because
the Browns.
I think Big Ben is so much more of a proven commodity than Lamar Jackson. And I have some questions about Lamar Jackson going forward on how long. I know that gimmick works. In the short term,
I think
how long can it work? Can it work for another full season?
I think there are questions. I believe there are questions.
I think there's questions about all three teams.
I haven't checked.
Do you think
any...
the Browns have questions?
Yeah, of course they do. But I'm looking at this.
You kind of brushed over that
Hold
one.
Hold on. I said, of course they do.
Well, you dwelled on the Steelers' questions. You're going to dwell on all the other teams' questions.
Let me give you my reasoning why I'm down on the Steelers. Okay. One, yeah, the Antonio Brown thing and them not making the playoffs. I wonder if there's a hangover there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second of all. Is James Conner going to be able to carry the freight? Because they're going to have to answer a couple of questions on that offensive line this year. Also, the secondary. Is Joe Hayden going to return to form again? Starting to get a little bit long
in
the
tooth. Year last
Artie Burns took a step back this last year. I think their secondary is always going to be in question. I think their pass rush, with the exception of a couple of guys, are going to be in question. This could be a team that was supposed to strike while the iron was hot this last year, and now they might find themselves in a state of flux. Baltimore, and the reason why I give Baltimore more credit, if you look at some of those defensive picks, now, yeah, I know you got Breshad Perriman, and that one didn't work out here recently. We got him, and he's working out so far. But a lot of these other ones, it's starting to come to fruition for that football team, and they're starting to be able to pay off for Baltimore. Now, if Lamar Jackson can hold out or develop to some level, they can be a serious threat, not just for the AFC North, but for the rest of the AFC. The Browns, I think you're just going to start to get into your stride with your young talent here over this next year. And again, with Cincinnati, your guess is as good as mine about Cincinnati. Because I thought they should have been better this last year.
I assume they had all those injuries at the end of the year, so it's tough to really evaluate them. And who knows? They have a brand new head coach. I know they're steady as she goes with Andy Dalton when he's in there. He's not good. I don't think Andy Dalton's very good. He's to me, bottom third tier. But I do know that, in the past, they have always been kind of hovering right around a 7-9 team when he's healthy.
I kind of want to take what you said about Mike Tomlin and give it to the guys over there in that afternoon show.
Oh, they're emotional.
Hear what they
I
said.
Get it. They're emotional right now. They think that the world could be coming to an end. I just know that the Steelers have always found a way. They've always found a way with Big Ben. And so I think we've learned not to necessarily doubt that team until the Browns actually, get a victory against them, which they still haven't done in 5 years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.